Most important meal of the day.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you up here this morning. You've brought us treats as well, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, I have. So the strawberries are here, which is very exciting. Strawberry season. Yeah, it always marks like the beginning of summer to me and the beginning of the festive season as well, because strawberries are just so festive.
Totally.
In their colour and everything you use them for. And yeah. So I brought you guys some strawberry milk, homemade strawberry milk.
Ooh, so exciting.
So one each. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you. Sorry, Tess.
Tess is going to kill me if there's none left for her.
So this is quite a good thing to do with, you know, strawberries are one of those fruits that spoil quite quickly.
Yep.
So you buy a punnet of them and they look great. And then the next day, you shouldn't put them in the fridge. You should leave them out on the bench. That's how they will taste the best. Because if you put them in the fridge, it's like a tomato. They kind of, the texture goes funny. And
right.
You can't taste the sweetness as much when they're cold. So out on the bench is better. But that does mean they spoil quite quickly.
Right.
So this is something quite good to do with tomato strawberries that have just started to like go a little bit. You know, but it's still fine for eating.
I'm just going to confirm it tastes absolutely amazing, everybody. Wow, that is incredibly strawberry.
It smells like jam.
It does.
Yeah, so you basically make a simple jam. So you get about a cup of strawberries and a cup of water and half a cup of sugar, and you boil it on the stovetop for about 10 minutes until it kind of starts going a bit jammy, but you don't need to take it all the way to a jam.
To a jam level.
Yeah, and then you're going to strain it, and you strain off the sugar syrup. And so the sugar syrup is going to be like a strawberry-flavored simple syrup.
Okay,
And then you're left over with the leftover strawberry pulp as well. So you can use the syrup for the milk. You mix in about 3 tablespoons of milk to a 3 tablespoons of syrup to a cup of milk.
Oh, that's quite like a good ratio.
Yeah.
It's incredibly well, like strong flavour as well. Yeah.
I actually dialed back the sugar a bit because it's an American recipe and they always make things super sweet. So, I would rather taste the strawberry than the sugar.
Totally.
Yeah. So I toned it down a bit. And then the syrup you're left with, you can also use it to make a like a pink lemonade. Like,
so is that the pulpy the other syrup. Yeah.
So the syrup you can use if you put like a made a simple lemonade with soda water, lemon juice, and then that syrup, you wouldn't need to add any extra sugar because it's already sweet enough. Lots of ice. That would be great with vodka as well, I think.
Yum.
So that's how you get the strawberry to carry through the milk. Because in my head, as a rube, I'm just like, oh, you pop milk and strawberries in a blender. And then you're thinking of like the acid in the strawberry.
Well, that would be more of a milkshake,
mixing with the milk. But this has like a lovely thickness to it. So is it the sugar that's carrying the?
Yeah, and it's sort of the strawberry flavour has infused into the sugar and the water. That's why the water is quite key as well.
It's to delicious.
Kind of draw it out. And then
I'm trying not to be too ASMR and like drink into the microphone.
And then the leftover pulp you're left with, you could dollop that on your yogurt and your cereal in the morning.
Good stuff.
You could blend that into a milkshake. I saw a suggestion that you could whip it into butter and then use that to put on top of pancakes.
Oh,
would be very nice.
Flash.
and on ice cream, and that will keep in the fridge for a long time because it's got lots of sugar in it. So,
nice.
Yeah.
My dad's favourite like dessert of all time is just a bit of strawberry jam on some vanilla ice cream. And, you know, it is a classic. You can't really go past it. So,
yeah. So I think with strawberries and desserts, they're so beautiful as they are that simplicity is key. You know, you don't really need to do that much to them, especially when they're at their peak like they are now. So I used to eat just like bowls of cut strawberries with icing sugar on top.
Yeah.
Icing sugar melts. An Eton Mess is such a simple and delicious dessert.
How do you make your Eton Mess? Because I feel like people's idea of an Eton Mess varies wildly.
Yeah, so I actually only tried it for the first time when I was in the UK. I mean, I'd had it before, but like I really fell in love with it when I was in the UK this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it there with just some whipped cream. He macerated the strawberries, which is just a fancy word for soaking them in sugar.
Okay.
And then he folded those through the cream and just crumbled meringue through it.
Oh,
store-bought
yum.
Meringue.
Yeah. So it's like four
ingredients. Yeah, it's so simple. And then he put a little bit of mint on top as well, which is nice.
Yum. So it's kind of almost an ambrosia, but also completely different as well. I think that's where the Venn diagram of people's making it, you've got ambrosia on one side. And
ambrosia is the one that's got like jelly and marshmallows and stuff in it. Yeah.
And I think sometimes people call it the same thing, and that's what you've got, the weird bit in the middle there.
Yeah.
It's an Eton Mess. It's an ambrosia. Who knows? But I like that kind of the slightly fresher.
Ambrosia
one.
Always seemed like the bubble and squeak of the dessert world. You know, it's like, what have you got left
Chuck
over?
It all in there.
It's an ambrosia.
But also, it's always the first thing to go at a potluck because everyone's like, wow, marshmallows.
Wow.
Regresses to being a little child when they see it, I think.
My growing up only ever extended to the cut strawberries with the icing sugar on the top.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my mother's like, no, you're ruining it.
They're quite good in salads as well, strawberries. So if you get some that are a little bit underripe, they're the good ones to use in salads. Okay. So you slice them and they're a little bit more firm and they add a little bit of like a crunch to your salad and they're a bit sour.
Would you put like a vinaigrette or something with that?
Strawberries go really well with balsamic vinegar. Yum. Yeah, so that's like a classic combo. And pepper as well.
Oh, pepper.
Yeah, pepper and balsamic.
What else would you be putting in a salad with that? Like anything in particular that goes well with it?
I would do like a soft cheese, like a goat's cheese kind of.
Yum.
And then like some peppery greens like rocket or watercress or something like that.
Yep. We've had a text from a listener saying strawberry is technically not a berry but an aggregate accessory fruit. There we go.
BFM.
The hive mind.
quite fun to go and pick your own strawberries as well at one of the strawberry farms and then get a... soft serve while you're there where they blend it into the most of the strawberry farms have those attached to them.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing to do this time of year. And have you guys heard of dough donuts?
No.
So there are these two girls that make these amazing donuts. They change the flavours every couple of weeks and some cafes stock them but they sell out really quickly, but you can order them online and pick up from their kitchen in Kingsland.
Oh, cool.
And they are this week making a strawberry cream donut, which is a donut that's been cut in half. It's got fresh strawberries and cream inside. And then it's got like strawberry glaze on the top and it just looks amazing.
Yeah. So they're in Kingsland, did you say?
Yeah, but you got to order them online. So Dough Donuts, spelled D-O-E.
Dough Donuts.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be doing that later today. I'm growing strawberries in the garden at the moment. They're pretty easy to grow. You just need to battle the birds because I saw a big blackbird just hanging off my bird netting the other day. I was like, get away from it. But they haven't been attacked so far. I've got like maybe five strawberries.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would be not a lot of fruit coming off the one plant, is it?
No, I've got a few, but like so far there's only been five ripe ones. There's a lot of green ones getting ready, but yeah. It's a slow process. Yeah.
The BFM newsreader, his family had a strawberry farm. And so it used to be very bountiful here at BFM, but we've since lost him. Shout out, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Michael, bring your strawberries back. And yourself, obviously. We love you too.
Yeah.
Not just your produce. Anything else that you can particularly...
they're really nice with rhubarb as well. So I saw a couple of recipes for like roasted strawberries with rhubarb. So you yeah, so you'd cook them like... It's almost like you're doing like a... toppingless crumble kind of.
You
put them with rhubarb and strawberries and vanilla, like a vanilla pod.
Cool.
And roast them in the oven with a sprinkle of sugar and then just serve those with like ice cream and chopped or yogurt and chopped pistachios on top.
Oh, that sounds great.
A girl I went to school with also, she used to have these really strange strawberry sandwiches, which which I then saw as an adult in Japan as well. They serve them in the convenience stores there and it's just like white, like trashy white bread.
Yeah.
With cream cheese and fresh sliced...
Cream cheese?
Yeah, fresh sliced strawberries.
Wow. Yeah, I can actually totally see the appeal of that.
Yeah, I can see it would actually be kind of tasty.
Yeah.
I might give it a go.
I like all of those things, so I can't see why they wouldn't go well together. Yum.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite strawberry picking place?
No, I haven't done it in years, but Kumyu, there's just because I drive past it most often, probably. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And thank you very much, Leisha, for the strawberry milk. Sorry, Tess. I'm not sure if I'll have any left, but we'll...
I'll try and save you some.
thanks, Leisha. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95BFM.